Let's go with the message today from 1 Timothy. Our time is limited here in this hour, first hour, because I got the second hour just pushing on us. So we don't get everything I'd like to get done. But just sort of try to take you the book, through the book of 1 Timothy. Today's message is called Aim High. Say that with me. One more time. You ever been in church before and you've heard about the qualifications of a pastor? Have you ever heard that before? You ever known that about that in church as you read the scriptures? Or churches will get a pastor and there's certain qualifications for the pastor. You heard this or not? It's from the Bible. And the Bible's awesome. And there are qualifications. But a lot of times we have things in the Bible and we use it to disqualify people. Amen? How many ever been disqualified? Be honest with me. Don't lie. How many ever been disqualified from a particular service in church before? You, something you wanted to do but you couldn't. Can I see your hand? Okay, a few of you being honest. There you go. There you go. Well, anyway, here's this book of 1 Timothy written by the Apostle Paul. Written to Timothy who is discouraged. You hearing me? Say discouraged. Okay? And I just think sometimes we get things a little wrong. I don't think Paul was writing Timothy to tell him he wasn't qualified. I think when we're going to go over these things today, I think it's things he saw in Timothy to help build him up. Say, build him up. Isn't that what you do when you encourage somebody? Isn't that what the goal of encouragement is to what? Build somebody up? Hey, I'm going over to visit so-and-so on Friday night to tear him down so he can be encouraged. You know what I mean? Now, preaching does that sometimes. Preaching sometimes will whoop your tail. It does it. You know, I know that. I know when I preach sometimes, messages are strong and hard. I'm not always going to pat you on the head. Amen? Say. That's not what we need. We need to be, you know, taught. Amen? Say. Somebody had to teach me, thank God, and I still need teaching. So, but sometimes we need to look a little deeper. If a guy's trying to encourage a fellow, let's look at it from the side of encouragement. Y'all hear me if I lost you so far? Let's go to the message. Here we go. Aim high. We're going to fly. Jesus Christ is calling for leaders. And a young man answered that call. His name was who? Timothy. Yeah. He assisted the Apostle Paul in his church and missionary work. Okay? He'd been doing that with the Apostle Paul. And he actually became the pastor at the church at Ephesus. Now, the church at Ephesus was really of all the churches. The book of Ephesians, you know, the church at Ephesus. Even in the book of Revelation, you know, I don't have anything against you except you left your first love. You know, it was a powerful church. It was an incredible church. And Timothy actually became the pastor of that church. But, like with most churches, Timothy had some what? Say it with me. Problems with who? It most of our problems in life with who? Had a fellow serve with me a few years ago. You know, he said basically, if it just wasn't for those people, and I was counseling him. And I wrote it down on the paper. And I kept pointing it at him. If you were the people. Guys, if it ain't for the people, we need to quit serving. Yes or no? Say. You hearing me? Yes or no? Listen, if it's not for people, there's no reason to have fellowship church. Are you listening to me or not? Okay? This is one place on the planet you ought to come and feel loved. This is one place you ought to come and somebody reach out and hug your neck. Amen. Say. You get your neck hugged at the ball game, why wouldn't you get your neck hugged at the church? Are y'all hearing me today? Somebody loving on you. I've had several say, I'm not used to that. Well, it's because you're just wrong. All of us need love. Say that with me. All of us need love. Come on. So, anyway, Timothy was having problems with people. And like so many pastors do, he got discouraged. And not only that, I think he's going to quit. Amen. So the Apostle Paul, he's older now. He sure don't need to be going back to Ephesus and pastoring that church. So he's going to try to encourage him some. Amen? Get him back up on the horse. Y'all hearing me? So, the Apostle Paul wrote to do what? One more. He wrote to do what? Get him up. Don't we need that sometimes, say? Sure we do. On a ball team, when you coach a team, hey, sometimes you got to get in their face and you got to be harder than nails with those kids, those young men, or even coaching men in ball. But I tell you what, before you go on that playing field, it's not the time to get them all down. Amen? Say. No. They need to hear that the coach believes in them and that, you know, we're capable. We can go out here and win this game. Amen? So Paul's doing that for Timothy. Let's talk about it. Aim high. Aim high. Now, we're going to look at chapter 3 a little bit this morning. And he's writing Timothy. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, that word can be pastor, okay, or elder. If a man desires the office of pastor, bishop, or elder, he desires a what? You know, I think he's trying to encourage Timothy right here. Timothy, you've chosen. This is a good thing, man. You hear me or not? It's a good thing. If you desire this, bishop, pastor, elder, they're all the same word. Okay, here. It means overseer. It means shepherd. It means one who cares for the flock. This message isn't about me, but I do want to say this. It's a good and honorable thing to desire to serve as a pastor, a bishop, or an elder. Are you listening? Yes or no? And it's not something I go around Inglewood and hang my head. Yeah, I'm the pastor of fellowship. I've chosen an honorable thing to do and a good thing to do. And it's an honor to serve you people. It's an honor to be your pastor. It's an honor to be a leader here at this church. It's an honor to be the shepherd of Fellowship Church. Comes with pressure, sure. Comes with mess, sure. Comes with people. It's a good thing. I need church. Did you hear me? See, I need church. You might be here today saying, I don't need this. Well, you're different than me. I've got lots of passions and all this going on inside of me. I need guidance. Are you hearing me say? And that's what we're about here, to help guide you, to help grow you, to help lead you, to help love on you. Amen? It's a good thing. So he's telling Timothy, you've chosen a good thing. Aim high. Now there are qualifications or must-dos for the shepherd. It seems like, and we've used this so many times to disqualify people. I just don't think that's the case here. They're good for every believer. Say that with me. The things we're going to look at are good for who? Every believer. And we're going to go over them. We've gone over some of these things before. Well, good. It's the Word. We keep going over the Word. Amen? There's not one of these things that you should not personally what? Aim high for. You might say, well, you're a pastor, Clark, and Timothy's a pastor, so this is stuff you're supposed to do. And it'd be good for you. No, this is good for you. You hearing me? So let's look at it. They're good, they're profitable, they're honorable, they're admirable for all spiritual leaders. We're talking about aiming high today. Aim high. Why live a mediocre life? Why be a mediocre Christian when you can aim high? Amen? And be salt and light. Is that what Jesus called us to be? Sure He did. Aim high. Let's go over the list. He's writing. Here we go. Did we have the Scripture? Where'd the Scripture go? Well, he need that Scripture. Okay. But first of all, he must be blameless. The Bible says blameless. Trust me, I know this Scripture. Okay? He must be blameless. You think it's good for you to be blameless? Yes or no? Is that saying perfect? No, it's not saying perfect. Blameless. Not sinless, but blameless. Let's keep moving. Keep looking. Above reproach. Do you think you should live your life above reproach? Say. Sure you should. You think people should be able to go around this town and say, you know, things about you that's horrible, and it sticks to you, and it's the truth. No. Listen, that doesn't mean we haven't sinned in our life. That doesn't mean we haven't missed the mark along the way. But guys, as a child of God, we need to live where we're living above reproach, where folks can't just come up and say, you know, you're a thief. You're a dirty thief. You steal all the time. You look at them and go, yeah, I know I do. We ought not live like that. Y'all listening or not? Say. That means you're sinless, but we need to be above reproach. And I think he's saying to Timothy, that's who you are. You're great for the job, man. You're a guy above reproach. Okay? I know you got problems with the people, and the people in the church might have been making up stuff about him. I don't know. But Paul believed in him. Y'all hearing me say? He knew this man. He served with him on the field, starting churches, working out for him. You're a blameless man. You're a good man. How about this one? Husband of one wife. Not a what? Or a womanizer. Do you think that's good for you, sir, to be the husband of the wife you married to? Yes or no? Say. And that's it? Isn't that good? Say. Isn't that good to be the husband of that wife and not catting around on Friday night or having something going on with a little sweet secretary down the hall? Yes or no? Say. See, this is good. Aim high. Why not be a faithful husband? Say. Yes or no? And be a faithful wife. Don't make excuses. Aim high. Why wouldn't I want to be the best husband? Say. Why wouldn't I want to be the best wife? Ladies, say. You should. And I think Paul's not disqualifying Timothy here. I think he's qualifying him. I think he's saying, son, I know who you are. I've watched you. I know how you are with your family. You're a good man. It does not mean that a man cannot be qualified if he's been divorced. Has anybody ever been disqualified at church service for being divorced? Can I see your hand? See, there's some in the building. Depends what denomination you're from. Guys, I just don't think it's in the Scriptures. I just don't. Husband of one wife does not mean that the man had not been divorced. Divorce is taught in the Scriptures. It's not good. It's not something you want to do. But if somebody doesn't want to be married to you, what you going to do? Say, please, please be married to me. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a miserable life. You listening to me? Guys, if we keep on doing this disqualifying thing, we're just all going to be shot as far as Christianity goes. Amen, say. And whether you agree with that or not, you need to study the Scriptures. Husband of one wife, a faithful husband. It goes to the character and behavior of the man. You listening? And that's what Paul saw in Timothy. He saw character in you, son. And I'm telling you what, when you get discouraged with people like he was in the pastorate, I tell you what, if you're just waiting for the people all to keep you going, you better dig deeper than that. You better have character. Amen? Say. How many ever, somebody disappointed in you in your life and it nearly killed you? Let me see it. They disappointed you. Hurt you, man. How many of your faith got, you suffered, your faith suffered because of it? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to dig deeper, don't you? Character. And Timothy was going to have to dig deeper, and he was seeing something in this man. Vigilant. To keep your head. That's what the word means. He must be blameless. He must be the husband of one wife, the Scripture says. He must be vigilant. It means to keep your head. It means sensible in judgment and decision making. That's good for all of us. Aim high for that. Why wouldn't you want to keep your head? Amen? Heard of a story this week. A leader among kids. Just losing it. Losing it in front of the kids. And every, you don't need to do that. Did you know you don't have to do that? Say. That's a lack of character. That's a lack of self-control. Why wouldn't I want to be a person who is under control? All right? Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. That's all right. I don't care. Aim high. How about this word? So you must be the husband. You must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober. The word sober. That means a realistic and sincere attitude regarding the ministry. He saw that Timothy was sober-minded, okay, and could make good decisions. It said, good behavior for the pastor, for the minister. Good behavior, orderly, is the same word as modest. You know what the word modest means? The word modest means look through me and see Jesus. You understand? The word modest means look through me and see Jesus. If we ever get to the place where we're trying to get people to look at us, they're probably going to have a hard time seeing Jesus. Did you hear me? Think about that when we talk about modest. Look through me and see Jesus. Modest, orderly, good behavior. He's talking to Timothy. He's telling Timothy, you're a good man. Look how qualified you are at what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Are y'all hearing me or not this morning? Okay. Given the hospitality. I'm going to tell you something right now. This is good for us. Loves the strangers, what that word means. Given the hospitality. Say this with me. Loves the who? Loving people is a what? You should aim high like that. You might say, but I don't like people. That's not right. Did you know that? I don't like people. That's just the way I am. I don't like people.
Do what? You need to change then. Can we praise the Lord and say amen over here? Come on. It's fun. It's just crazy. But sometimes, I'm just going to be ugly, sometimes pastors, they don't like people. I think they ought to get another job somewhere. But honestly, guys, I want you at Fellowship Church to be given to hospitality. Why did we go on a trip, Dory, like we did the other night down there? Why'd you put that together and go to the theater? Okay? Why'd she go through the work, her and George, and putting all that? Because we want to love on people. Is that correct, Dory? It's what it's all about. Why do we do the fellowship, the senior fellowship? Why do we do the YFF? It's all about loving people. Why do we have donuts out front? You say, donuts and fruit and all that kind of stuff. Be honest with you, I hadn't eaten in years. I'm in here busy. But the bottom line, it's just our way of saying you matter and we love on you and we just want to give to you. You hear me? Yes or no? Aim high like that in your life. That's what he's telling Timothy. He's saying, Timothy, you're doing a good job. You got so many good things going for you. Apt to teach. The pastor needs to be apt to teach. Studies God's Word. Able to convey it and relate it to people. Do you think you need to study God's Word? Yes or no? Sure. That's a good thing. Why not? I don't like the Bible. Why don't you pick your gun up and quit shooting it at the ground? Get the thing. Aim it up a little higher. You might hit something. Amen? I don't understand the Bible. Yeah, I ain't never understood something I didn't read either. Read it. Pick it up. Start aiming a little higher. You might see where you're going to go in life. He's telling Timothy that you are a good man. I see all this in you. You're a good teacher. I watched you. Don't get discouraged, son. Just because of the folks there. Listen, there's something about you that's incredible. Aim high, son. Do you hear him? I'm trying to get you to hear the old man talk. Aim high. He certainly wasn't writing this to tell Timothy you're disqualified. That's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Pick up the scripture. What we just read up there on that screen, that was the scripture. That was every one of those, a line right after the other. He keeps going. Not given to wine. No striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, money. But patient, not a brawler, not covetousness. These are more things that we can shoot for. Let's look at them one by one. Not given to wine. Does not drink in excess. It's not honorable. And you ought not be satisfied with being a person who gets drunk. Did you hear me say? You just ought not be satisfied with yourself. Yeah, but I like it. Listen, won't you aim higher than that? Amen? Say. Okay? I don't drink at all. That's not to put myself above you. My mother was a drunk. My stepdad was a drunk. My stepdad shot and killed my mother. Shot her 6 times. You know what? I don't need to drink, and I'm not. Okay? That's my background. I'm not going to. Okay, that's Clark. That's not you. Bible doesn't say you absolutely cannot have something to drink. Doesn't say that in the scriptures. It does teach over and 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 over again about being drunk. Did you hear me? He goes, Timothy, you're talking like a drunk man, but I know you ain't. I know you ain't, son. Come on, you're a good man. You're not even giving much wine, son. You're talking like a crazy man wanting to quit. No striker. This is something you can aim for. Not contentious or always looking for a what? This is something I still have to work on. I ain't arrived. I'm trying to aim higher though. Amen? No, really. Why should I be a person who always wants to fight? Do you think God's called us to a better life than that, say? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You're going to get older and somebody's going to whoop your butt. Just a matter of time. Right now my back's so bad I can't hardly swing good. But I would give it one good last shot if you come at me. No, I'm sorry. Here we go. We're talking about aiming high. And he says, Timothy, you're not a fighter. You don't need to be picking a fight there with the folk at the church. You seeing the message a little two streets here we're trying to walk down? Not greedy, aim high, must not love money or be controlled by what? Honest to God, when you look at TV preachers, you look at so much, so many people in our world are turned off because they see preacher and they think is controlled by money and loves money. And we take a risk when we're building a beautiful facility down there for people to say that about us and about me. Like Clark, all he does is wants money to build that. I don't own Fellowship Church. You understand that? It's a non-profit corporation. I, at this moment, am the guy who is leading that corporation. But I do not own it. Amen? Anything we build, anything we do, is for the glory of God. Did you hear me? I'll be honest with you. Gary Clark ain't looking to get rich. I'm a hard worker. I don't say that boasting. I work hard. You understand? Say, I like to work hard. Hard work is a good thing. It ain't a bad thing. I get myself in trouble by working hard. Craziness. But I'm not. Older I get, the more I understand stuff is just used. You just don't have to have a whole lot of it. It's crazy. I want to be known in the future as that guy. Amen. We'll see what happens. I don't want to be controlled by money. Amen. That's one of the reasons we want to do something debt free so that we don't have to be controlled by money. You hear me or not? Okay. Aim high. Aim high in your own life like that. If that's what you're enamored by, your stocks and you're this and you're that, and you don't care for people and your children and other stuff, come on, guys, get your priorities straight. And he was saying to Timothy, you're not controlled by money. Son, you're a good man. I see how you do things. Patient. Aim high. Gentle and what? Kind to people. Why not be that way? Why not shoot for that? Not a what? This goes back to the fighter thing again. A peacemaker, not a troublemaker, not short what? Or hot what? If you're short-tempered or hot-headed, quit making excuses and start aiming higher. You listening? That's just the way I am. Come on. And guys, this is something, back it up, please. This is something I struggle with sometimes. I get a little hot-headed. But when I do, that's not right. I need to aim higher than that. You hear me? Say. Come on. Not covetous. Some of these overlap a little bit. Not just a lust of money here, but for what? Or? Do you see how the church would be a better place if not only the pastor, but the folks would sort of like to go by these things as well? Say. Church ain't a place for power. What we need here is the power of the Holy Spirit. What we need here is the power of love. Not the power of you or the power of me. We're pathetic. Amen. Say, we need Him. We don't have, fellowship doesn't run on after you've been here a while, you can get this position now and we just sort of crown you or something. It's not going to happen. The ground is level at the cross and the ground's level at fellowship. Amen. You don't have to get in some long line to see me. You don't confess your sins to me. I do this. You confess your sins to me, I'm going to tell you mine. You might be shocked. You don't want none of this. No, we pray to Jesus. Amen. You listening to me? We need Him. This is not a place to exalt a man. Amen. Come on. Aim high. Roger, you're killing me with this message. One that rules well his own what? Now keep in mind, he's not saying, Timothy, you're not doing these things. I think Paul's encouraging Timothy. I think Paul's looking at Timothy, standing back, and seeing all the things that Timothy is. And he's a model for all pastors. Don't quit, son. Don't quit. One that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the children of God or the church of God? Amen? What's that saying? Rules well his own house. The word rule means the word what? I'm not called to rule over you. Okay? Come to your house. Check out your house. What you wear. Did you know there are churches that if you don't wear certain things, they'll get on to you? Yes or no? How many ever been in one of those? See, I'm not lying up here. How many? If ladies, you don't wear a dress, they frown on it. Let me see your hand if you know that. Okay? Listen, God hadn't called me to be dress checker. It's stupid, guys. Listen, come on. I'm to care for you. Amen. Say. When I became a Christian years ago, one of the first things they told me is I need to get a haircut. God honest truth. I had nice hair. It's gone. It's sad. It's very sad. That wasn't very caring, I don't think. Cut your hair. Oh, my God. It means he's respected by his wife, his children, and other family members. Is that something you should be? Yes or no? Why should you try to get me to respect you when your own wife doesn't? And she doesn't because of your demeanor and your behavior. But you want to be my friend? Why don't you be a friend to your wife first? How about that? How about that idea? How about that? How about your kids? How about a relationship with your kids? I want to get to know the pastor. How about you get to know your young'uns? How about that? Isn't that a good idea? Say. Instead of caring for me, if you just can only care for one person, hey, care for your kid over me. Amen? All right? Listen. Rule your own house, not being one thing at church and another thing where? Is that good for all of us? Come on. If you can't care for your own family, you can't care for God's family. I'm not the only one called to care for Fellowship Church. You're called to care for Fellowship Church. How can you, if you're one way at home, meaner than a snake, and you're going to come here and go, welcome to Fellowship, I love you. Amen, say. Come on, aim high. Not a novice. Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. We're going to have to quit here soon, buddy. Not a novice. He's saying to Timothy, now Timothy was a younger man, but this is not age, it's about spiritual maturity. And he was saying, Timothy, you're not a novice, and you are spiritually mature. It doesn't matter, because people were criticizing him because of his youth. Paul's trying to encourage him. Not a novice means also not full of himself, but full of who? You think that's something you should aim for, not being full of you, but full of him? Amen. Say. Come on. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are where? Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. What does that mean? Is that the last one? I think so. Must have a good report. A person of good character and people outside the church, what? That should be said of the pastor. Everybody you meet will probably not always say good things about me. But I believe most people will. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's reality. It's the truth. Okay? And I'm going to go ahead and say this because I'm ugly and this is what I do for a living. But I think that probably if you had anybody say anything bad about me, it's probably going to be somebody from another church. Or another believer. That's sad, isn't it? Yeah, and usually not non-believers. A lot of times it's not. Non-believers are, a lot of times non-believers are a little nicer. Sometimes. You know, you just never know, but I'm just saying. So anyway, you should you be a person of good report outside this church, yes or no? Sure you should. Not perfect, but very what? In what? And what? Is that good for you? Sure it is. Aim high. Aim high. That's the message today. How many feel like we've been pointing up today? Been pointing up? Been pointing up! Been pointing up! He's trying to tell Timothy, man, you're great for the job. You're great for the job at the church at Ephesus. Don't let those people problems get you down, man. You've got to get your focus back. People are the priority. We talked about that last week. You're very qualified for what you're doing. Keep aiming high, son. You're going to make it through all this mess you're going through. You keep aiming high as well. So how did you do on your little test this morning, aiming high? I hope you did pretty good on it. If not, you know you got some work to do. Amen? How many found two or three things you can work on up on that screen today? Amen? Good. I found a few as well. Amen. Let's stand on up. Come on. Praise God. God bless you today. Got to quit. Thank you much.